I went with Sissy Mortgage years ago before I hooked up with KSTP. Didn't know what I was doing. There were 50 mortgage companies in the Twin Cities. I just opened the phone book and went with Sissy Mortgage. Called up. I said, yeah, what are your rates? Could I get your rates? The hell is this? Janet, check the number. If you would like to go with a mortgage company that'll treat you like a human being, more than a human being, a Midwesterner, and that's a treatment that's very different than what they call the New York treatment or the LBJ treatment, which involved bringing you into a bathroom while our president had a bowel movement. Homestead Mortgage. They're in the yellow pages. Now, I don't know why I threw that into the ad. That actually was only part of the LBJ treatment. Will you go into the library and see if the LBJ clip is in there where he orders a pair of trousers?
I have it right here.
Okay, hang on now, because that's also part of the treatment. But
Mr. Hager?
No, don't hit it yet. Don't hit it yet. The LBJ was, besides a shrewd politician, he was a creep. A creepy guy. He was creepy. And what was creepy about him was he loved to intimidate. Now, it's not normal, it's not healthy to love to intimidate other human beings. I don't care if it's part of the job description when you become a politician. It's just not a normal, healthy thing to want to do, to enjoy doing. But he loved to do it. So what he would do, his way of arm twisting, was to get up in your face, to damn near be, to break that natural barrier we all expect between us and the next person, and to be unnaturally close, breathing into our face, or to sit on the toilet having a bowel movement and bring aides in to discuss things with him. And he could get them to do what he wanted them to do in that situation because they felt so horribly uncomfortable. They simply were ready to agree to anything. Imagine the horror of that situation. In this particular clip right here, which is an actual clip of LBJ, he's ordering some pants or having some tailoring done, and just the way he talks is again intended to make the other person feel, I think, uncomfortable and intimidated.
Mr. Hager?
Yes, this is Joe Hager.
Joe, is your father the one that makes clothes?
Yes, sir. We're all together.
I want them half an inch larger in the waist than they were before. The pockets, when you sit down in the chair, the knife and your money comes out, so I need it at least another inch in the pockets. Another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight because they cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends back to my bunghole.
All right, then.
That's the President of the United States speaking as President. Not much more to say, Matt.
I have to confess that before tonight, I didn't really know what the LBJ treatment involved, but I have been able to use it as a threat.
It helped. To be bigger than the other guys were. He was a very tall man. And, of course, to be more powerful. And no one's more powerful than the President of the United States. So if you're threatening someone, you have to be able to back it up. Do you have the power to provide the LBJ treatment, to use the LBJ treatment? It has to come with power.
Well,
by the way, sexually, he was a very twisted man. And I don't want to go there right now, but I remember having a woman on who had spent some time with him in that area, and just stamina of a bull, but just very twisted.
I actually used it on a woman, too.
Pardon? You used it on a woman?
Yeah, my girlfriend. We were out in San Francisco last month.
Now, that can turn some women on to say, have you ever had the LBJ treatment? But as soon as it does turn them on, you're with the wrong woman.
No, it didn't turn her on, I assure you.
Yeah, if it turns her off, there's hope.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Tommy.
Bye-bye.